Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, I was reading in the Irish Times today, multivitamins are basically placebos. And Sheena Mitchell, who's a pharmacist and health advocate and podcast host with wondercare.ie, is with me on the line today. Is this true, Sheena?
No, look, I totally understand people saying that. And I completely get it. This is a constant thing I hear, that multivitamins are basically expensive urine. And unfortunately, you know, there are times where I have to agree with that. But there's also a really important role that they play. So I think the clear thing that we need to think about is, what is your diet like? You know, obviously, in an ideal world, no multivitamins are needed, because we know that from food, vitamins are far superior because you're also getting essential nutrients like carbohydrates, fats and calories and fiber. But we don't live in a perfect world. And I have three children who have all gone through various food versions. And, you know, I know a lot of adults who also don't, for various reasons, include certain food groups. Also in Ireland, we have 50,000 people living with celiac disease, which is a malabsorption disorder. And that includes 1 to 2 per 100 children. So these are people who might not be diagnosed. They don't even know that they have an issue. But all of a sudden, they might be finding themselves lethargic, or, you know, getting a lot of sores or little mouth ulcers or sores around the corner of their mouth. Headaches, like vision issues, all sorts of symptoms can arise from having a vitamin deficiency. So we know that vitamin deficiency isn't very common, and a true deficiency is really rare in modern society.
Yeah, but I did wonder though, Sheena, sorry to cut across you when I read this. Is it a case though that, like, look, a lot of people self prescribe multivitamins to themselves, not even in the knowledge of knowing, you know, what they might need, or haven't gone to a doctor or had a blood test to see what they require. Is that where they're null and void?
I think there's a really dangerous thing where you mix marketing with health. I don't think that helps anyone if we don't have an education about why, you know, why we're taking something, other than it's making all sorts of promises on a box. So I don't agree with that. And as a pharmacist, you know, people maybe don't expect me to say that. But no pharmacist is, you know, wants to be literally ripping people off. People come back into us because they trust us. That's the basis of our relationships with our communities. So I think it's really important to, and actually I made a tool to make this easier for people. But basically, you need to look at your diet, right? And look at all the essential vitamins and minerals. So these are the ones that, you know, have been legislated by European law as a benchmark tool of what you need for optimum health. You need to look at that list and look at the foods where you can actually get them. And you need to think to yourself, does my diet actually include all of those things? Mm. Because one of the biggest problems at the moment is ultra-processed foods. So we're all eating an awful lot more ultra-processed foods, even things like breakfast cereal. You know, like, so many things are ultra-processed. And unfortunately, they are not made from real food. They are, you know, manufactured and additives added to them, basically, to make them taste nice. But what they're lacking is vitamins and, you know, nutrients. So we're filling ourselves up. So you can have someone who is a very healthy weight and you think, do you know what? Couldn't possibly be deficient from food. But it's what you're putting in that's really, really important. I made this chart and I'll pop it up on my Instagram at wondercare_IRL. And it's a it's a kind of, before you go buy anything, have a look at this. Think about what you're actually deficient in, what you might need to try and add more. You know, for example, if you're feeling really tired, a lot of the times that's down to a vitamin B deficiency. And you can find vitamin B in things like milk, eggs, meat. But basically, if you can't grow it or it doesn't come naturally, you're talking about some level of processing. So whether, you know, it's processed a little bit or ultra processed is a big question. So I just think that's a huge conversation. That's going to be unraveling. Yeah.
Are there certain vitamins, though, Sheena, that we all do need to take?
Mm-hmm. So everyone should be taking vitamin D. That's the one that's kind of, it's not possible to get it in any meaningful amount from your food.
So irrespective of your age, gender, weight.
Yeah. So basically, from one, everyone should be taking vitamin D. Now, you know, I suppose during COVID, the recommendation changed to take it all year round. But actually, the general rule of thumb is from Halloween to St. Patrick's Day. And that is because vitamin D comes from the sun. So that's how we produce vitamin D. And we do not get enough, you know, UV radiation, and we do not produce enough vitamin D from Halloween to March. So that's, I suppose, a deal breaker. And people need to, I suppose, realize that there are vitamins that you can take that are fat soluble, and they are A, D, E, and K. Now, they actually, you can overdose on them. And a lot of people don't realize. They think, oh, sure, vitamins are harmless. But if you have, say, a child or yourself, yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of milks and other foods that are fortified. So you kind of need to look at your overall intake and have a look at this chart that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And have a look at natural sources.
Okay.
Try and increase them first. And if you can't, absolutely, a multivitamin can be so useful.
That's where you need it. Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist, health advocate and podcast host with wondercare.ie. Sheena, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.